You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey Josh, do you know what it means to be a friend?
I would like to think I do. Do you have something to tell me?
No, it's a song.
Oh, well, what's that from? Welcome back.
Welcome back to episode 13.
Spooky.
Spooky.
But not really, because we're not doing anything spooky. We're doing 13.
Maybe it's kind of spooky. I feel like that age is like a spooky age to me. But here we are, back again. Another episode with your hosts, Kate.
And Josh.
And Jason Robert Brown's most spectacular
masterpiece.
Nothing he's ever written could even remotely compare to 13 the musical. Let's get into it.
I think we should do a special edition of the 30-second plot challenge and make it the 13-second plot challenge.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good because I also feel like if I tried to go any more in depth than like a 1-second explanation of this, I would get lost. So here we go.
You ready?
Oh yeah. Oh, you're doing it. Okay. Yeah.
3, 2, go.
Kids move to the suburbs of Indiana. Super lame, sad, bunch of 13-year-old drama, bar mitzvah, acceptance, friendship, 13.
You still have 2 more seconds. That was the 10-second plot challenge.
I got so stressed.
Friends.
Bar mitzvah. These are the...
I mean, those are the themes, I would say. It's just like, I tell you what, everybody. This plot, trying to figure it out is...
It's like trying to figure out adolescence.
It's just like gossip on the bathroom wall reading it. It's just like...
puberty.
It is just like... There are so many characters.
It's literally like if you could just relive, like... It's literally... I don't know, because I feel like in middle school... If I were to, like, see the show or read this in middle school, I think I would have understood.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would have read everyone's name and been, like, I understand the plot perfectly. Because, like, that's how your brain works when you're 13.
Yeah.
But reading this, not that I'm old, but I'm like...
It's like, well, he said this, and then she told her this, and then he wanted the tongue, and then she said she wanted it too, but it was her best friend, and so then she sabotaged her, and then she... It's just like, wait.
And their mom was going to buy them a rated R movie, but they didn't know if she would buy them, but then, like, all this stuff...
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, like...
It's cute.
It's cute.
It is, but hard to follow. But basically, the rundown is this teenager... He's about to be a teenager.
Yeah.
But he turns 13, about to have his bar mitzvah. His parents get divorced, so he goes from New York City to
Indiana.
It's
always Indiana.
Always Indiana. The prom?
Eh, armpit of America. Sorry. I'm from Illinois. We all know. Well, we don't all know that probably, but.
Now you know. Now you know. But he moves to Indiana. Now he has to deal with small town life. He has no friends. I don't know, moving's hard for young people, so. Starts off on a rocky note for him.
For young people.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, having friends.
Yes.
So, then he like meets this girl and she's like, you're right, this is the lamest place in the world, but like
it just got a little bit better.
She has a little crush on him.
Aw, so pure.
He's just trying to fit in. He meets like the cool kids, like the most popular boy. He wants to like date this girl, and so the main guy, Evan, he comes up with this idea that he should like ask her out on a date to the movies, and the popular guy's like, yo man, like that's a great idea, I'm keeping you around in my clique.
Right.
So then Evan is like riding the line between like this like new friends, but they're kind of like outskirts socially,
yes,
and the popular kids. So it's like the classic, like, oh, these people are really nice, but I want to be popular with the, yes, mean kids.
It's so funny because I watch, like, there's some just really some golden interviews with these kids that were in the show on YouTube that you can watch. And like one of the kids, like they're asked to explain the plot, and it's so funny watching them because like they're literally between like 13 and 15, so they're like talking.
I think they're all under 13.
Really?
I don't think anybody in the show is over the age of 13.
I thought someone said 13 to 15.
Oh.
But honestly, they all could be lying. So small.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Well, to go back to the, I'm gonna get way off track if I start talking about how small they look. But the thing that I thought was like so funny is the kid explaining it was like, because he's like what, probably like, yeah, 13 himself, and he was like, yeah, you know, it's just like, like, do you want to be yourself and fit in with a lame group of friends, or do you want to just be someone you're not but have the cool friends? And sometimes it's better to have the friends that are lame but to be yourself. I was like,
and
wow.
13 the musical. That was the pitch for producers.
Like, I just like thought it was so funny because I was like, what could you possibly know really about the world? But he just said it in such a wise way that,
yeah,
I was just like, wow. What, like, such an odd. Just listening to kids like that age explain things just makes me laugh.
Right. And then they tackle like the first kiss, like theme for teenagers.
Yes.
And but like the girl that's being taken out on the date by the popular guy, her best friend is secretly in love with him too, also. And so she tries to like sabotage her date too. And then she ends up becoming the guy's girlfriend.
And right. And then, like, at the movie, she, like, backs out of the way to not get kissed, but then the two boys who are both gonna kiss her end up kissing.
Oh, boys kissing. How dare they?
Drama. You know, in, like, sixth grade, that was about to be, like, the big T. And then, yeah, just, it's chaotic, but in, like, the sixth grade way.
Yeah.
Like, I literally think of, in my sixth grade, like, I remember I, like, had a boyfriend in sixth grade, and then, like, this other girl liked him, and then they dated for, like, a day, but then he broke up with her over Instant Messenger, and then, but, like, it's so, it's just chaotic.
High stakes. Yeah, high stakes.
High stakes.
High stakes, but, like, low material. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, so, yeah, so trivial.
Simple?
Yeah.
But yet we all relate.
Yeah. And then, like, how does it end? So, the other girl starts dating him. But then,
like, I think it's kind of,
how,
like,
does it tie up?
I think the thing, like, it kind of comes to a place where, like, again, like, yes, chaos is, like, ensuing, and, like, he keeps going in and out of this popular group, and the reason that he wants to be with the popular group is so that everyone will come to his bar mitzvah.
Right.
But he doesn't, like, he's trying to decide, like, if that's worth it, if it's not, but he wants to be great because his parents, and he wants to, like, impress everyone. And so in the end, I think it's just kind of like he realizes, you know what, like, I'm just gonna have my bar mitzvah anyway. It doesn't matter if, like, popular kids come or not. It doesn't matter what happens. Like, I've made my group of friends. I like them. If they're the only ones that show up,
that's okay. Yeah.
And I think the point of it all is they grow up.
And they all have a little more homework to do.
And they sing a really cute song about it. But I think it's just, like, by the end, they kind of come to that realization that, like, maybe all this isn't really what matters after all. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And then they end up having a great bar mitzvah.
So there. Yeah. So, and then I think it's, like, yeah, and then it ends, like, with the very, like, it kind of starts off with him being like, I'm Evan, I live in New York, and my, but like, he is the one that, like, yeah, starts off the show, and so he ends up being like, I'm Evan, I'm 13 years old, and I'm just getting started.
I roll.
Yes, like, it's supposed to be, I think it's a full circle, like, thing for him.
Cute. It's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah. For me, it was like, it's Jason Robert Brown, so it is great, like, great crafted music. You know what I mean? Like, the music is good. The tunes are great. The, like, styles he chooses, like, the genres he chooses to use in the music is really fun. There, like, is a lot of, like, throwback retro style songs, which is fun to have, like, young kids do. Mm-hmm. So I like that idea they were playing with. It's just, like, some of the lyrics, it's, like, obviously this grown man is writing to be 13, like, holy macaroni, da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, that's a lyric in it. It's just, like, did it really need to be that?
I think he won a Drama Desk for really? Lyrics.
Wow.
For the show.
Holy macaroni, then. That's the key to your Tony Award, I guess.
Yeah, like, I guess, yeah, it's interesting, but, you know?
But, like, some of the songs are great. Like, I really liked,
It's true.
Brand New You, I really liked that.
Same.
And I liked Hey Kendra. I thought it was silly, but I liked it.
No, and I think, like, the music is good. And I think that also, it's like, yeah, some of the phrasing, like, obviously no kid says, like, holy macaroni.
Yeah.
But maybe, well, like, it did come out kind of a while ago.
Yeah, that's true.
But I feel like, though, some of the songs were, like, so simple.
Yeah.
It is very, like...
And repetitive, too. Like, some of the songs were simple, and then they just, like, kept going on a little bit. And I was like, this could end it.
Yeah. But I feel like it's also... That's just, like, the 13-year-old brain. Like,
yeah,
I feel
true.
Like, the... What it means to be a friend. It's such a simple song.
I like that song.
I love that song. And it's... But sometimes if you look at it just basically, it kind of is, like... This seems just so, like... Not dull, but it's just very obvious. Like, it's literally just stating facts about, like, a friend wouldn't do this, a friend would do this, and then they moved in down the street and did this. Like, but it's just very adolescent.
Like, it's because, like, in a real musical, when the people are older, not this isn't a real musical, but, like, in a typical musical, when the characters are older, the songs that they're singing should be, like, discovering profound, like, ways about their life changes, you know what I mean? For them, it's more of, like, learning. So it's just stating things that we, as older people, just already know.
Right?
Like...
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that... It doesn't need to be deeper than that either.
Yeah.
I think it'd be weird if it was.
Yeah, yeah. They'd be forced. They were trying to be, like, yeah.
It's just, like...
Yeah. They just don't have that much life experience.
It's, like, just simple. Like, life is simple. Like, someone makes you mad... Why they make you mad, and then, like, that's it. Like, you're not capable, like, you feel things, but you're not capable of really dissecting them. You just feel them.
Right.
Which I think is, like, why people at the age have, like, a communication problem. Because, like, they're like, I feel angry, and I don't know how to express it, but I'm mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this show kind of began its journey in 2007. So, it's not old, but it's definitely not, like...
Definitely use different lingo.
Different lingo. I mean,
yeah.
You can just see, look at the costumes. These people are in, like, early 2000s. Like,
yeah.
A classic, like, like, flare jean with a cami.
Print. Like, bad print top.
Bad. Like, skin tight with, like, a side pony pigtail.
Yeah. A lot of that.
Yeah. Fedora. Like,
it's just. Yeah, like, the boys wearing hats they should not be wearing.
So, like, it is very, like, telling of the times, which I honestly, like, oh, because I was just thinking about this today. Can you imagine if this show came out now? Okay, first of all, like, 13-year-olds are stunning. On, like, TikTok and stuff, I'm like, that 13-year-old is, like, prettier than I will ever be. And, like, but I like that this music, like, everyone just looks so awkward.
Yeah. They're, like normal kids.
It.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, I can't imagine now, like, it would just be, like, a bunch of, like,
TikTok. Yeah, it'd be a lot of TikTok.
Yeah, which I just think is so weird. Now we've gotten to, like, this age where, like, 13-year-olds aren't awkward.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, the ones that are, like, on social media.
Yeah, I totally, that's so true. I didn't even think about that.
But now I'm like.
Imagine, like, a revival of 13. I mean. They are making a movie.
It's true.
I bet they'll include TikTok in it somehow. Somehow they'll incorporate TikTok into it.
And, like, smartphones.
Yeah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I kind of like it the way that it's set. It just feels so, like...
simple.
So awkward.
Yeah.
Like, a kiss at, like, a movie theater is the biggest drama they have going on. Not like, this person posted this and got this many likes and did right. this, and this. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I bet they'll probably include social media in it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very simple the way it is now, and I appreciate it. Mm. But it opened on Broadway in 2008. Which, I will say, big things. The first Broadway musical comprised of all teens in the both a band and cast.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Not really, it's not really necessary. Like, like it's like, they're like the first cast, they're paving the way for all teen productions.
Right.
But it's still cool.
It was the first and only.
Yeah, but I still think like... that's really cool.
It is really cool.
And watching the videos of Jason Robert Brown, like, conducting them, I'm like, those are all teenagers.
I know, yeah. There's some really good videos. I definitely suggest looking up the videos on YouTube. You can go, like, them on opening night, them in the recording studio.
I wonder it's if cool. it is pretty refreshing to work with kids that are just, especially, like, the musicians.
Yeah.
I think you have to be pretty naturally gifted if you're, like, playing a Broadway show written by Jason Robert Brown at
that age. Oh, yeah, totally.
So I feel
that's like, true. I didn't even think about that. I wonder how if he orchestrated it in a simple way for younger people to be able to play, or if it's just like
prodigies.
Normal. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, because I feel like it honestly must be kind of fun to do that. He looked like he was having a good time when he was conducting.
Yeah, definitely.
Jason Robert Brown. I'm like, this same man wrote Parade.
I know.
He wrote Last 5 Years and this. Why aren't we talking about this man's versatility?
Yeah, seriously. And like Honeymoon in Vegas. Speaking of Honeymoon in Vegas, one of the songs, Give Me What I Need, gave me real I Love Betsy vibes.
Yeah.
Like real I Love Betsy vibes. Especially with like the people
that
like confirmed official certified.
Real. I love
Betsy. Yeah. Like there was just like the ensemble in the back, like harmonizing like,
yes.
the name over it, and it kinda had like a cha cha feel at times. Yeah. But that I was like, oh, like I see this kind of like
yeah.
Jason Robert Brown vibes, totally.
I also just think what also comes through in this musical is that these kids are just, like, so excited.
Yeah.
Like, watching all the videos.
They're all full out.
Oh, my God.
Full out.
They're, like, just so happy.
Yeah.
None of them have been jaded by anything.
Yeah, just they pure excited just, to be on Broadway.
And they also, like, it's so funny because, like, I knew I was going to be an actor from age 4. I'm like, you're probably, like, maybe 7 years older than
right.
you were when you were, like, 4.
So, right.
They're like, I always knew I was going to be an actor. The way they talk, it's just so...
I don't know.
Cute. I love it. I think it's so refreshing. Because, like, so many times there's so many jaded people.
Right. I was watching the videos and it made me miss being, like, a child actor. And, like,
yeah.
being that age in theater and being, like, doing shows and, like...
And, like
if I was in their spot at that age... I was just thinking about that a lot
yeah.
while I was listening to it, being like, I can't even imagine.
But also, like, I could not sing like that.
Oh, no.
These kids are
way.
Belting.
I mean, like, when you have Ariana Grande in the ensemble.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even gotten
not
to
the mention,
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande
Liz
made her
Gillies.
Debut. And Liz Gillies, they
yeah.
made their big debut in the show. And now they're both, like, huge stars. Liz Gillies
yeah.
has been on, like, a billion TV shows.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande is Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that's, I mean... ensemble.
And then had nothing really significant until the finale, which she sang.
She belts. But she's like hitting some whistle. Like she's like
she does hit a whistle tone.
Whistle
tones. At 13.
She's riffing. Like she is. They sound really good.
So yeah, they all sound great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say by the end of the album, I was like, all right, I think I've had enough.
I would like to hear these songs sound like an adult voice. I mean, like with different lyrics, I guess, because it would not sound right with adults singing a little more homework. And, yeah.
Yeah.
But the music is very pretty.
It is.
It does get a little like twangy
after a while. Just kind of, it's just a little yelly.
Yeah.
It's not in a bad way though. It's just like how like it's like if Andy, I'm
just young, yeah.
Like Little Orphan Andy, like OG, just sang every song.
Right.
At like full belt.
Yeah.
Which like is great, but at some point I'm like, okay.
Right.
There's no nuance. We're just like really.
We got enough, Annie.
Sorry, not to bash on Annie. I love Annie, but sometimes if she sang every song in that show.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It was directed by Jeremy Sams and choreographed by none other than Christopher Gattelli, who didn't really get a good review from the New York Times, but it's okay. He won a Tony Award for Newsies. He's doing good.
Also, like,
SpongeBob? Yeah.
Yeah, true. And I also wonder, I mean,
there's like what? There isn't that much dancing in this either. It's just staging.
Like, it'd be weird if there was like crazy dancing.
But I think maybe that's why it got bad reviews.
It's because there was crazy.
Maybe too much dancing. Because some of the videos I saw, they were like,
they're breaking it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like really throwing it back. That's true.
They hit it like really hard to be 13 and like at a bar mitzvah.
It's so true. Yeah, they really do. They really put it away. I kind of feel like though also, maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like 2007 is pre-crackhead triple threat energy Broadway. Like a little bit. So you know how like now when kids are on Broadway, it's like you must do 5 turns in a row. You also must hit
while singing.
A split jump and also do 10 backflips.
And cry.
And like that's being a kid on Broadway. But I feel like this was more of like, they're kids that like love theater and are really good at singing and like give 100% to everything, but like they're not like kick your face, do the splits, blah blah blah. Which like now I feel like it is a little more like that. Like I feel like to be a kid on Broadway, you have to like either be like a crazy tap dancer or like do a bunch
there
of
was tap dancing in the did you see that one tap in the finale? I was like, where'd they get the tap shoes from? I was like, do they have tap shoes at the bar mitzvah?
Yeah, so they get back. Yeah, but I feel like maybe it was pre that era. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see that.
Because now I feel like I see kids on Broadway, I'm like, I could never do that.
And you're like half my age.
Why are you doing that? Like, that is so much.
Yeah.
Have you been doing backflips like since you were 2?
Wait, isn't it crazy to think like we're almost like double the age of 13? No, I mean like we have some time, but like still.
Ew.
The show is comprised of, like, people who are, like, half our age.
That kind of sits wrong with me.
Yeah, it does.
I don't like that. That makes me feel old.
Forget I said it.
Cut it out. Cut it out of the podcast. So, I know you already said, so is Hey Kendra, like, your...
No, I just like it.
Okay.
I think... probably Brand New You.
Ugh, it's so good.
I just like that song. Yeah. I open my... I like that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good song. And honestly, like, it's a pump up. I feel like I would listen to 13 and, like, work out.
Yeah.
I think it's because they're always giving, like, 200%. So it makes me want to give 200%.
Yeah, definitely.
I think my favorite song would be The Lamest Place in the World.
It's a goodie.
It's a little
niche. It's cute. That one and When It Means to Be a Friend. Sweet.
Oh, they're so sweet. And they're so catchy. They just get, The Lamest Place in the World, like, after I listened to the album... Oh my gosh, I could not go anywhere without like humming like
Yeah, definitely.
Like, even if I don't know the lyrics, I was still like, it's a good. I also liked the OPP Opportunity song.
It was cute. Too bad it got cut.
But apparently it was cut from the Broadway show. There's also a song I used to know called like Being a Geek, which replaced one of the other songs in later.
Oh, weird.
Productions, yeah, because it's not on the Broadway album. I don't know, 13, it's got a life. But, I mean, it hasn't really... It's kind of, it's... I'd be interested to see how they do the movie and how they modernize it, because it's just a different time period.
I'm glad that they're doing a movie, though, because we literally finish every podcast and I say, I really want Netflix to make a movie musical out of this. I don't have to, because they already are.
They already are. Thanks, Netflix.
I'm excited. As I was listening to it, I was like, I can kind of see it as a movie.
I feel like I can, too. And I think it'll be easier to follow once they, like, have settings and...
I hope somebody from Dance Moms is in it.
Yeah, me too.
I would like that.
Yeah. I hope, like, JoJo Siwa's in it.
I was kind of thinking that, but then I was like, oh, JoJo just came out, and she's, like, 18 years old.
She is 18?
She is Billie Eilish's age. JoJo Siwa.
That really?
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, also something that I thought that was really funny, too, is, like, the people who wrote the book for 13, Dan Elish and Robert Horn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Robert Horn wrote, like, he was a screenwriter for, like, Teen Beach Movie.
No way.
And Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Also, this is perfect for...
And a Sweet you know what? Movie.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I didn't really care for that, but...
Well...
Love the TV show. let's put Zach and Cody in this.
He also was the book writer for Tootsie.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Awesome. I saw that. I liked it.
So...
What was I going to say? I don't remember.
Teen Beach Movie? That's
hard
to
remember. No. Oh. It's about the movie.
I can't remember 13
movie? Oh, I was talking and I was like, why didn't Disney pick this up to make this a movie?
It would be a perfect Disney.
It would be a perfect Disney movie.
They already have the cast, always.
It gives me such High School Musical
Every
vibes.
Every person on Disney Channel, they always make it to a singer anyway.
So right, they definitely have the people to be in it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Netflix, glad you picked it up.
Yeah.
However, Disney, do better.
Yeah, Disney slacking.
Normally we'd say Netflix, but this time, Disney... Pick it up.
Yeah.
So what would you rate 13?
So I was like, I wanted to say 7.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know what? I'm just like shooting a little low because I don't relate to the content, which I don't think is a fair rating for like how it's crafted. Because I think the music's good and I think it's not like a badly written show.
No.
So I would give it a 7.5.
Okay, yeah.
Out of 13. Just kidding, out of 10. Out of 10.
Yeah, I think I would also give it like... I think I'd give it a 7.5 too.
Yeah.
I feel like it just... I don't think there's anything really like...
I don't really need to see the show in 10 years.
The kid... There's a kid in the show that has muscular dystrophy.
Oh, yeah?
This sat weird with me.
Hmm.
Because I don't think the kid that played it had muscular dystrophy.
Oh, really?
I don't think. That's the kid who is has right. a disability.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like if they do it, they should have a kid that actually has a disability.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe they will.
But also in 2007, it was like a less sensitive time.
Right.
So maybe that's why.
So maybe in the movie they will.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Netflix? Don't screw this up, please. Yeah, well, they probably get... People would be upset, I think. But I can see it's definitely like a cult classic.
I understand now why everybody loves it. Everybody, when they did it when they were younger. If I did this when I was younger, I'd probably love it so much.
Oh, same. Yeah. And also, I mean, I was like 10 when it came out. But I think I was just a little too young.
Yeah.
To have... Because I know some people that are older that are like, 13 was my angst musical.
Yeah,
like
I just missed it. I missed the train.
I just missed it too. But I'm sad I did, but at least now we can jam out to it on our own.
Finally.
13, I'd say give it a listen. But especially watch the YouTube videos.
Yeah, definitely. They're cute.
Yeah, and like a young Ariana Grande, who doesn't want to see
Come
that?
Come on, why not?
Come on.
Beginning of a star. Belts. Yeah, she does.
Yeah. So, 7.5 out of 10, you heard it here.
Welp, I think you should follow us on Instagram, if you don't already. At @WTF_BWay. That is @WTF_BWAY.
And also, if you want to check us out on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, but if you are a Spotify user, we are curating a playlist of all of our favorite songs from all the shows that we've been reviewing. So if you ever want to be, you know, listening through some new material, trying to get inspired, we're going to be posting that soon. So keep an eye out for that, and we'll see you next week.
And if you like what you're hearing, why not give us a good rating and a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? if you have the free time. We'd appreciate it.
Like, subscribe, and we'll see
you on Monday.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.